The Noble Foundation states that once a prize has been awarded, it cannot be revoked. However, the economic freedom fighters have asked for the foundation to revoke the former president F.W. de Klerk's prize. The angry calls arose from the 2020 State of the Nation address, whereby the EFF asked for former president F.W. de Klerk to be removed from the National Assembly.
So my submission, Speaker, is that please, for us to have peaceful proceedings, we should ask the commander of Flag Plus, the apartheid apologist, a man with blood on his hands, to leave this parliament because he does not belong here.
Angry uproars were further intensified when F.W. de Klerk said the following remarks during an interview with SABC News this month.
There's a difference between calling something a crime, like genocide is a crime. Apartheid cannot be, that's why I'm saying this, cannot be, for instance, compared with genocide. There was never genocide.
The Noble Foundation has restricted disclosure of information about the nominations and states that once a prize has been awarded, it cannot be revoked. The interview sparked a wide outcry, with organizations such as SA Churches of Council, the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation, calling for retraction and apology. Former President Thabo Mbeki also weighed in on the matter.
I asked him about that. And what transpires is that he actually did not know, that there's a convention declaring apartheid a crime against humanity. He said to me that he had been asked a question, and he had said apartheid was reprehensible. He apologized for the bad things that had happened, but he was making a very narrow comment.
The F.W. de Klerk Foundation has since released a statement apologizing for any confusion, anger and hurt caused. A hashtag de Klerk must fall protest is expected to take place on Wednesday, the 19th of February, outside the foundation's office in Cape Town. Reporting for Multimedia Live, this is Mudiyahima Shamaiti.